Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Berlau on the show again. John is a 11-year member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a recognized crowdfunding expert. And he's our good friend, John Berlau. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be on. Good to be a part of your Brain Trust.
Good to have you here, as always. You know, John, I've talked to the audience about this before, and maybe you were with me when we did. But Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934 were designed to protect widows and orphans, so to speak, the uninitiated, unenlightened members of America who could be tempted to invest in something that was a sham. And so those two laws have served regular folks pretty well. But there have been a few adjustments to them over the years, but one of the things you point out is it's gotten to the point now, though, where it's almost created two kinds of classes of folks, right? People who have access to cool deals and people who don't, right?
Right. And one of the things that the tipping points of that was all of this new red tape on public companies that means that there are the fewest, like Sarbanes-Oxley,
right,
in the George W. Bush era and like Dodd-Frank, that have meant that companies wait, you know, until they're pretty big, until they go public, that we have the fewest number of stocks on American exchanges than at any time in the past 45 years. Even the bear market of 1975, your listeners can remember that or have read about that, had more publicly traded stocks available than we do now.
So that means, but that doesn't mean that companies aren't being formed and being capitalized. It just means they're not going through the public marketplace, right?
Right, and that middle class, and Home Depot actually went public in 1981 when it had just four stores, and companies like Cisco Systems, Starbucks, when they were worth less than $50 million. And by contrast, Facebook had a market valuation of more than $100 billion when it went public, you know, post Sarbanes-Oxley, post Dodd-Frank. So it means that middle class investors are losing out. Also means that, you know, people, you know, the closer you are literally to San Francisco, the more likely as an entrepreneur you get funding or as an investor you get rich.
Right. So what is your proposal on this?
Well, my proposal is something that my ultimate proposal would be that to just have something that as far as if you don't get rid of the, you know, consider, you know, scrapping the securities laws entirely, would be to just have something labeled, you know, for the accredited investors available to all, but, you know, the companies or entrepreneurs with the ability to pitch, but with it being just labeled that, you know, not all of Sarbanes-Oxley and others have been followed. But what Congress is doing, and this is slowly but surely, and this got bipartisan support past the U.S. House, is that they're adding middle class who are proven experts but don't meet the wealth threshold for accredited investors, don't have the
John's talking about, folks, is that for a long time now, for decades, if you had available to you an investment that wasn't there was a private placement investment, like an early access to Starbucks or to Facebook or something like that, you had to prove that you were an accredited investor. You had to have 3 years of $200,000 worth of net income, or be able to demonstrate that you had $1 million in net worth. And so if you didn't have that, number one, you couldn't invest. And number two, if the company couldn't come up with enough of those, they couldn't raise the money. They had to have a high percentage of their people who were called qualified and certified investors. And so that's the problem, is that what you're saying is that's a very tight rule that you think doesn't apply anymore, and it is hurting some of the smaller people. When we come back, I'm going to get you to explain a little bit more about how we can solve this problem. Folks, this regular people out there who want to invest are having a problem doing that because of these requirements. However, there is a protection factor in there that we have to pay attention to. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.